This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Way too cool is just one of the phrases being used to describe a new way to conjure spirits, and not the spooky kind. A new study at Oregon State University has captured the attention of distillers and creameries alike using whey to make vodka. And OSU Food Sciences Professor Lizbeth Goddick says it isn't cheese flavored.
We actually did a taste testing, not with our own vodka, but there are two other, around the world, there are two other of these vodkas available on the market, and one is from, I believe it's Massachusetts, and we compared that one to normal traditional vodkas. And I would say it's slightly different, but not very different.
Goddick says finding this alternative use for whey benefits both the creameries and the environment.
It provides the artisan cheesemakers, if they're the ones who are taking this up, with a secondary income source. Instead of paying to get rid of their whey, they will be able to earn money on their whey. So certainly it's a win-win situation. And by not disposing it off it through wastewater treatment systems or environmental places, then you have the environmental advantage as well.
Goddick says the idea is attracting a lot of attention here in the Northwest. She says the distilling could be done by individual artisanal creameries, or a number of them could form a cooperative to turn their whey into spirits.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.